Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing a new law you'd like to have in your country. The IELTS speaking test is a crucial component of the IELTS exam, designed to assess your ability to communicate effectively in English. One topic that frequently appears in the test is describing a new law you would like to have in your country. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to help you excel in this particular task and boost your overall IELTS speaking score. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we delve into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Our focus will be on Parts 2 and 3, where the topic of describing a new law is most likely to appear. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Although the main topic is unlikely to appear in this section, the examiner may ask related questions to warm you up. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Are you interested in politics? Sample answer, Band 6-7. Yes, I'd say I'm fairly interested in politics. I try to keep up with the major news stories and election results in my country. Sample answer, absolutely. I find politics fascinating, particularly how it shapes our society and impacts our daily lives. I make a point of staying informed about both local and international political developments. Do you think young people should be involved in making laws? Sample answer. I believe it's important for young people to have a say in lawmaking because laws affect their future too. They can bring fresh perspectives to old problems. Sample answer. Band 8-9. I'm a firm believer in youth participation in the legislative process. Young people often have unique insights into contemporary issues and can contribute innovative solutions that might not occur to older generations. Their involvement can lead to more inclusive and forward-thinking policies. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a new law you would like to have in your country. You should say what the law would be, why you think this law is needed, how this law would change people's lives, and explain any potential challenges in implementing this law. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, and then you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on this topic. Here's a sample answer. Sample answer, Band 6-7. I'd like to propose a law that makes environmental education compulsory in all schools from primary to secondary level. This law is needed because many people, especially the younger generation, are not fully aware of environmental issues and how their actions impact the planet. This law would change people's lives by making them more conscious of their environmental footprint from a young age. They would learn about recycling, energy conservation, and sustainable practices, which they could apply in their daily lives. However, implementing this law might face some challenges. For example, schools might need to adjust their curriculums and train teachers to deliver this new subject effectively. Also, some people might argue that it takes time away from other important subjects. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I would propose a law mandating comprehensive environmental education in all educational institutions, from primary through tertiary levels. This legislation is imperative given the escalating environmental crises we face globally, including climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. The law would fundamentally transform people's relationship with the environment. By instilling ecological awareness from a young age, we would cultivate a generation of environmentally conscious citizens. They would be equipped with the knowledge and skills to make sustainable choices in their personal lives and professional careers, potentially catalyzing a societal shift towards more sustainable practices. However, the implementation of such a law would undoubtedly face significant hurdles. Firstly, it would require a substantial overhaul of existing curricula, necessitating the development of new teaching materials and the upskilling of educators. Additionally, there might be resistance from traditionalists who argue that it could detract from core subjects. Funding could also be a contentious issue, as schools may require additional resources to effectively deliver this new subject matter. Despite these challenges, I believe the long-term benefits of this law would far outweigh the initial difficulties. It would be a crucial step towards creating a more sustainable and resilient society. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. What are some of the most important laws in your country? Sample answer, Ban 6-7. Some of the most important laws in my country include those related to human rights, education, and public safety. These laws help maintain order and protect citizens' basic rights. Sample answer. In my country, we have a robust legal framework that encompasses various crucial areas. Paramount among these are laws safeguarding fundamental human rights, ensuring equal opportunities in education, and maintaining public safety. These laws form the bedrock of our society, fostering social cohesion and individual freedoms while striking a delicate balance between personal liberty and collective security. Do you think laws should change as society changes? Sample answer. Yes, I believe laws should evolve with society. As new technologies and social norms emerge, laws need to adapt to address new challenges and protect people's rights in changing circumstances. Sample answer, Ban 8-9. Absolutely. The law should be a dynamic entity, capable of evolving in tandem with societal shifts. As we witness rapid technological advancements and changing social paradigms, it's imperative that our legal framework remains relevant and responsive. Static laws risk becoming obsolete and may fail to address emerging issues or protect citizens' rights in new contexts. However, this evolution must be carefully managed to maintain legal stability while accommodating necessary changes. How can governments ensure that new laws are fair and beneficial to all citizens? Sample answer, Ban 6-7. Governments can ensure fair laws by consulting with different groups in society, conducting thorough research, and having open debates before passing new laws. They should also review laws regularly to see if they're working as intended. Sample answer, Ban 8-9. Ensuring the fairness and universal benefit of new laws is a complex undertaking that requires a multifaceted approach. Governments should prioritize inclusive consultation processes, engaging diverse stakeholders, including marginalized groups, to gain a comprehensive understanding of potential impacts. Rigorous impact assessments, drawing on empirical evidence and expert analysis, are crucial. Furthermore, transparent legislative processes, including public hearings and open debates, can help scrutinize proposed laws. Post-implementation, governments should conduct regular reviews to assess the law's effectiveness and unintended consequences. This iterative approach allows for necessary adjustments, ensuring laws remain fair and beneficial as society evolves. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To boost your IELTS speaking score when discussing new laws, consider using these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Legislation, lesh, noun, laws considered collectively. Example, the new legislation aims to protect endangered species. Implement, verb, put a decision, plan, agreement, etc. into effect. Example, the government plans to implement the new law next year. Ramifications, noun, the consequences of an action or event, especially when complex or unwelcome. Example, we need to consider the long-term ramifications of this new law. Equitable, adjective, fair and impartial. Example, the goal is to create a more equitable society through this legislation. Statutory, adjective, required, permitted, or enacted by statute. Example, the new policy will become a statutory requirement for all businesses. Comply with, phrasal verb, act in accordance with a wish or command. Example, all citizens are expected to comply with the new regulations. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing new laws, practice articulating complex ideas clearly and concisely. Develop a broad vocabulary related to law, politics, and social issues. Stay informed about current events and legislative trends in your country and globally. Prepare examples of laws or potential laws to discuss, considering their impacts and challenges. Practice expressing and justifying opinions on abstract topics related to law and society. By following these strategies and incorporating advanced vocabulary, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about new laws in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, The key is to express your ideas clearly, use a range of vocabulary accurately, and demonstrate critical thinking skills. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to review topics such as describing a place where you go to relax, or discussing a time when you had to change your opinion. These topics can help you develop versatility in your speaking skills, which is crucial for success in the IELTS test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.